They're approaching a major milestone at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in southeast Washington state. After nearly two decades of work, the first group of underground tanks are close to being emptied. Correspondent Anna King has more on what's next.
After the tank farm is officially declared cleaned out by Washington State's Ecology Office, then the federal government has to decide what to do with the tanks themselves. Either all the tanks' contaminated soil and equipment and piping would have to be dug up and disposed of, a hazardous and expensive job, or the U.S. Department of Energy would have to make its case to close the tanks in place, sealing them off. Ecology says the feds might be proposing the landfill option soon. That would mean contractors would clean up hot spots of soil, grout the tanks closed forever, and probably cover the entire farm with some kind of structure so rainwater couldn't seep in. Ecology officials think a plan would be rolled out to the public in the first half of 2018. I'm Anna King in Richland.